Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I was going through all the news that I have. I mean, obviously I can't possibly go through all the news, but all the news articles that I'm honing through, that I'm gleaning through this morning, and this old phrase pops into my head. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Now, you look at what's going on in the world, but I'm more concerned right now about what's going on in the United States of America. And I'm wondering, where are those hands that rock the cradle? What are they thinking? As we see all kinds of, and I'm tired of calling them scandals, crimes perpetrated against our Constitution and against the American people. We see the fighting and the bickering and the battling and the name-calling in the politician world, the political world. And we see the good being called evil and evil being called good. College students that haven't got a clue, they took a picture of Ronald Reagan and the college students didn't have a clue who he was. Now, in their defense, I don't know if they showed me a president back in, I don't know, 80 years ago. I wouldn't recognize him either, maybe, just looking at it the first time. I don't know. But as much as we've talked about Ronald Reagan in the last many years, I would think they would know who Ronald Reagan is. But the lack of common sense, the lack of responsibility, the lack of job ethics, those are things that should be nurtured, should be taught at home by the parents, by the hands that rock the cradle. We can't blame everyone else if we haven't raised our children properly. I have an article here. I'm going to jump ahead because I was really not going to use that one first. But it's about a man who was, I say I'm going to use it, I can't find it here real quick. A man who was a transgender. And he has changed his mind. And he explains what actually is going on. Now, in his explanation, he talks about how someone, a relative, dressed him up like a girl. And he talked about how parents, sometimes there's a separation issue with the child. And in that, the child becomes confused. The child changes. You know how that happens. As a parent, if you've got a child and then you bring another baby home or something traumatic happens, you see a change in your child. I have a son that was 4 years old when our home burned down. And I saw a change in him. He didn't dress up like a girl. That's not the changes I saw. All of a sudden, the foods he liked, he didn't like. He was saying things, and because there was a fear within him. The hand that rocks the cradle truly does rule the world. And right now, the world we're in is in a chaos. And I can't help but wonder, have we lost it at home? We talk about bringing America home every day. But have we lost it at home? We've lost a judge, a conservative constitutional judge, in Scalia. And I have several articles about that, about what's going on, what's being said. I have this article about this gentleman who was a transgender, and that's what he was advised. He went to a psychiatrist, so to speak, and that's what they told him. You need to change. You need to go through surgery. Well, he concluded later in his life, he went somewhere else and got some help. And you know what? It doesn't matter what you do, he said. You cannot change your gender. It can't be done. You are what you were born. But you can change your attitude. And you can accept things. But you can't change your gender. Well, as I was reading his article, and I read several other articles, I just couldn't help but think, we have neglected our children. We have done them a disservice. They're growing up. Many of them are already grown. Many of them already have children. And so history is repeating itself, because if you didn't nurture yours, they're more than likely not going to nurture theirs properly. And now you probably think, well, Beth, what do you think's proper? Teaching honesty, teaching integrity, teaching them that lying is wrong no matter what. Teaching them, I taught my children about God. Now, maybe you don't believe in that. But do you believe in work ethics? Do you believe in a morality? Do you believe in that murdering is wrong? Do you believe that lying is wrong? Do you believe that if you have a job, you should give the person you work for, your employer, a full day's work? Or do you go with the attitude, I can't wait till I leave, and piddle around, and then expect to get a raise? Do you think you should be given something when you didn't earn it? These are the things we should be teaching our children. Responsibility. Earn what you have. Be proud of who you are. Accept who you are. And if, you know, we talked about Will Smith, was that earlier this week or last week, saying his son is brave for dressing up like a female. His son has a problem. He needs to man up and be the parent and find out what's going on with his child. He's doing his child a disservice. He's harming his child. Man up. Woman up. Parent up. You have a responsibility. We lost the judge, Scalia, Antonin Scalia. There's all kinds of controversy going on right now. Whether he died of natural causes, whether he did not die of natural causes, whether there is some kind of conspiracy, whether something's being hidden. The American people don't trust anyone anymore because we have been lied to so often. We're lied to by these politicians, and we accept those lies instead of holding them accountable. Now, there's all kinds of controversy over his death, and there's all kinds of arguments over what's going to happen to replace him in the Supreme Court. We're heading into a break, but I want to bring that to you. But my question today, where is the hand that rocks the cradle? We failed at home. We can't blame school teachers. We can't blame administrators. We can't blame our bosses. We're going to have to start taking responsibility for what's going on in this nation and bring it around and bring it home. Your calls are welcome today at 877-895-5410. In the next segment, we're going to talk about the judge. Talk about some of the controversy. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understand that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, talking about Judge Scalia and the battle that's already begun. It began almost immediately upon the being told about his death. Well, I'm very disappointed in the President of the United States, in Barack Obama. He's not going to attend the funeral. I think that is so disrespectful. And again, I wrote on my paper, the hand that rocks the cradle. What was he taught as he was growing up and being nurtured by his mother? Again, he was someone whose father left. What was he being taught? He wants what he wants when he wants it, as many of us do these days. We've lost a Supreme Court judge. It's put aside the fact, they always want to scream this nonpartisan phrase, put aside the fact that you didn't agree with Judge Scalia. And show the man respect and attend his funeral. Well, Joe Biden and his wife Jill will attend the funeral, but not the President of the United States, who's already bickering about who he's going to appoint and boasting. It's almost like he's gloating, hey, we lost another conservative, I can do this. And they are fighting back and forth. And they're making comments on both sides that just absolutely disgust me. Because you can tell by what they're saying and what they've said before that their decisions are not about you and me. Their decisions are not about the Constitution. Their decisions are about themselves and power. Power of the party. And I don't know about you, but I'm fed up with them. Just like that article I read from, I can't remember the gentleman's name, earlier this week, explaining the Trump phenomena, that is really the American people disgusted with the GOP more so than happy with Trump. I see that. That's why Carson and Trump and Carly Fiorina were doing so well at the beginning. Everybody's upset with these other, and Ted Cruz, because he's not considered an establishment. The GOP doesn't like him because of the battles he's put forth. That alone is why. And what they're getting ready to do now is why the American people are upset. Now, I have an article here. It's not an article. I have quotes here from Hillary Clinton. When she was senator back in 2007, and she joined Senator John Kerry as well in a filibuster of Justice Sam Alito, then voted against his confirmation, and she voted against the appointment of Justice John Roberts. But now she says it's outrageous that Republicans have already pledged to block any Supreme Court replacement that President Obama nominates. And Schuller, he's come out and they've got his quote and he wants them to quit playing his quote, the video of his quote from back in this day when another president was entering the last of his term and was faced with the same situation of the passing of a judge. It is what it is, and we need to start paying attention. I have another article here that says that they will probably go along with Barack Obama and approve that they'll probably cave. And I said, of course they'll cave, which is why there's such a fight within the GOP going on right now. I'm going to go to the phones. We have Alfred from Missouri. Alfred, how are you today?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, you always refer to common sense, and you name your program that. Way back when I was a youngster, I kind of aired that characteristic from a daddy. It's probably part of the reason I listen to your program, as long as you promote that common sense.
I try.
Way back when I was a youngster, it made common sense. We got to balance the budget if we kind of keep wanting to stay in existence as a business or whatever.
Yes.
And this U.S. government hasn't done that for years. You can go way back 100 years from now when they passed that Federal Reserve Act.
That okay.
Took the power to create and control money away from we, the people, our government, and give it to the bankers. And that's one of the biggest problems confronting this nation economically.
And you know that's been going on so long now that people don't recognize it. They don't understand it. I mean, they may understand that the debt's the debt, but they don't understand that we've turned everything over to these bankers. I have a quote from, it's actually Jay Leno, but he was quoting President Barack Obama. And it was when Obama said, raising the debt limit does not increase the debt. He says, you know, like raising the speed limit doesn't increase the speed. That's Jay Leno's little take on that. You know, it's craziness to think that you could keep a debt going like we have, Alfred, and it's not going to increase the debt. Every time they raise the ceiling, there's more debt.
Yeah, but when is this country going broke? And it will happen sometime.
Well, it's already broke. It's when it will collapse. When will it fall in? Yes.
One other issue, way back when I was younger, I had a couple of wonderful parents that took us kids to Sunday school and church.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved to a different area and started attending a different church. And they kept asking the same question, do you know Jesus Christ? Have you got acquainted with him? Well, he's a spirit being. it's a little harder to get acquainted with a spirit sometimes if you don't know how than it is with a flesh and blood being.
All right. Well, you're right. You're right about that.
I learned how by finding a scripture in the Bible where Jesus Christ describes Satan the devil.
Okay.
That's where I started. He describes Satan as a lie, a liar, and a father of lies. So anybody that embraces a lie is embracing Satan the devil.
Well, you're absolutely right. I'm going to let you go because I've got some other people holding, Alfred. I appreciate your call, and thank you so much for listening. And I do try to keep it on common sense. Sometimes I don't know if I get it right, but I certainly do try to. Thank you so much. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth. I wanted to talk about that justice that Robert said.
Okay, real quickly.
We ought to hold every Republican accountable. Obama ain't going to that funeral because he wants to get so many justices in there that wants to get his ways, I think, have 3-2 to vote on. He's wanting to get the majority of the judges so he can get his ways more.
Well, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. That's not why. I don't think that's why he's not attending the funeral. He's not attending the funeral just because he's disrespectful.
That's because Roberts wasn't voting for him, his ways, all the time.
Well, not Roberts, Scalia.
Scalia wasn't voting for all what Obama wanted.
Even if you disagree with someone, you have to be respectful. And that goes back to what I started out with, Larry, that the hand that rocks the cradle. People have to be taught, as children on up. They're either taught to be prejudiced and disrespectful, or they're taught to be respectful and to accept others. And that's where I think we're failing. We're failing at home. You know, I close every day, bring America home. Well, we're failing at home.
The home is failing. The whole system's going to collapse. Everything's just going to collapse because it's way out of control.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you go, Larry. Thank you for the call. Well, it says here that Obama has already made the statement he's not going to put a moderate in the Supreme Court, that moderate isn't a part of his vocabulary. Well, that's no big surprise. This goes back to what I have said. It isn't about you. It isn't about me. It's about their own agendas. And it isn't about the Constitution. He and many others on both sides of these issues have made it very clear they want what they want when they want it, regardless of what the Constitution says, regardless of what the Bill of Rights says. Now, there are those that are putting fear out there that if we get another liberal judge, the Second Amendment will be gone. Personally, I think they're going to have a hard time doing that. I won't abide by it. I will not abide. I will not comply. And I believe the majority of American people will not comply to an out-and-out closing of the Second Amendment. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. The hand that rocks the cradle is failing to rule the world. Or it has ruled the world. We just didn't do a very good job of rocking that cradle. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption, abuse of power, and deceit, have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David, by Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are/were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Unless you've turned me off, unless you said, oh, no, there goes Mom again. I was telling my producer, I said, you know, sometimes maybe I lecture too much, and I kind of see them. I can see my listeners out there just like my children rolling their eyes around when Mom starts a lecture. But I am serious about this. And I don't believe that that popped in my head by accident. We are failing at home. We have broken down the family. We have excused, and I understand, I have family members, I have good friends that are divorced. We have broken families. We have weakened this nation by weakening the family unit. Now, things happen, and I understand that, and I'm not trying to scold you if you're a divorcee. I'm just trying to explain that the things that are going on in this nation, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Well, the hand that rocks the cradle has lost their way. We're not teaching responsibility. We're teaching feelings. We're not teaching the things that we need to be teaching these children. They don't many times have the two parents to give them the balance that they need, the male and the female. So they don't know if they're male or female. The children, which Barack Obama likes to get up when it's a Second Amendment issue and he wants to cry, it's all for the children. Well, Mr. Barack Obama, President Barack Obama, the Bill of Rights is for the children. The Bill of Rights is for the American people. The family unit is for the children. Strong families make a strong nation. Our nation is weak. Our nation is in debt. Our nation lacks responsibility. We have elected officials that think nothing of lying to us. We have candidates running now that are just lying. They're bickering, they're fighting, they're name-calling. In the last debate, I was angry at every single one of them, except for Ben Carson. He was the only one that kept his civil tongue. Kasich was civil. I said, you know it's bad when Beth thinks Kasich sounded good. The hand that rocks the cradle has failed to teach responsibility. Now, you want something to chuckle at. And I had to laugh at this. My daughter-in-law said, have you seen this, Mom? And I said, no, I haven't. And she showed it to me. I said, you've got to send that to me. Well, Hillary Clinton's not doing too well. Now, I pointed out yesterday. Now, y'all, I know I'm not making or endorsing any candidate yet. I have not made up my mind yet. I'm eliminating some, but I have not made up my mind yet. But I am watching this arena, this jousting that's going on. And I'm not very happy with it. But when you pay attention to all the media, and I mean all the media, and how much they hate the front runner right now, every single one of them hate the front runner. I'm having to think about that. What is it that makes them hate him so much? And they didn't like Ben Carson either. Oh, they say, well, he's a nice guy. He talks nice. He's just inexperienced. Well, we see what experience has gotten us. They weren't kind to Carly Fiorina either. And they haven't been kind to Ted Cruz. Because those four are not the GOP's choice. Well, I have to laugh at this. This is on the Democrat side. Now, Hillary's got a problem, and that's where I was going to start to go with that, with the media. Hillary's got a problem. She hasn't won anything yet except with the toss of a coin, and, you know, we need to take her to Vegas, I guess, because she could toss a coin six times and win. So she's a little bit worried. She's got her husband out there now, and he's, good old Bill, he's trying to rally the troops for Hillary, but Hillary's looking ahead to Nevada, which is coming up here real soon, this weekend, I guess. And this organization, I put that kind of loosely, has come out to support Hillary. Hookers for Hillary in Clinton's Corner in Nevada. Now, this is a group of hookers, prostitutes, that are coming out for Hillary because she's a female. Says, we're helping Hillary and we're helping ourselves. Women should help other women, right? Women should help other women, right? Hillary's against domestic violence. That's what they say. Hillary's for women because Hillary wants their votes. Hillary could care less about the women. We're hookers for Hillary. And I go back to the hand that rocks the cradle. Hookers for Hillary. This is where we are in the United States of America today. Mighty proud, huh? Mighty proud. Hookers for Hillary. The Apple Company. And I would like to know your opinion on this. I have kind of mixed opinions. But the Apple Company has been asked by the FBI to get the encryption or the code to get into the phones. Now, I was under the impression it was only for the one phone, but I guess this encryption has to do with all phones. And therefore, I'm kind of mixed on this because this has to do with the folks, I thought, that murdered in San Bernardino, California. The terrorist attack. This has to do with them, I thought. But it appears that if they give them the encryption, they can get into all your iPhones. Now, I'm no techie, but our privacy should be that. Yet, is this a national security where it should maybe be allowed? You tell me. Can they just do this on one or two of these phones and not on your phone? Or does this open it all up? Is this a Pandora box so that the FBI can check all of us out? I don't have an iPhone. I don't know. We have a caller from Nebraska. His name is Skits. Skits, how are you today?
Well, okay, happy Thursday. As far as the Apple, as far as Apple goes, okay. Apple has basically, quote, cooperated, unquote, with law enforcement in divulging the data that was contained on the phones previously, okay? I think they could cooperate on this one. Now, I'm not sure exactly. I have not read exactly what the FBI's request is. As far as I'm concerned, after Ruby Ridge and Waco and most recently Burns, Oregon, I have about as much faith and trust in the FBI.
Well, you know, and that's kind of what I was saying earlier, Skits. You know, we just don't trust anybody anymore. We've been lied to and perpetrated against so many times.
Yeah, okay. Now, it's like when you say what we have become in America, well, who is we? Don't count me in on this.
Well, or me either.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Well, I'm talking about society. We look at society right now. We're going into a break, so can you hang on, Skits? But
yes.
I'm talking about society as a whole, where we're looking at somebody refuses to bake a cake, and they don't have that right. Yet the opposite side... We're talking about religion there, freedom of religion, freedom of choice. We'll get to this when we get back from the break, because I can't get into it here before we leave, before we go into this break. Your calls are welcome. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and we are the hand that rocks the cradle. I'm concerned that we're not teaching the things we need to teach at home. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Cull of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days
days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed. And that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. And request your subscription to The Pen today.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSC Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I've been going through articles, and I've got skits on hold here. I've been going through articles, and as I was doing that, I'm looking at the issues, and I'm looking at people with their issues of feelings, and their and some of the things they do and say. You know, they lie, they cheat, they're all about self. It's like they're looking in the mirror and just talking to them. This is what I want, and this is what everybody should do. And Skits is kind of calling me on the carpet for saying we and generalizing. But when I say that, Skits, are you back with me? When
yes,
I say that, I'm generalizing with the society that we see. The laws that are getting perpetrated, the idiocy in the courts, that, you know, these lawsuits that make absolutely no sense, and they waste time, they waste money. You know, people wanting safe spaces. I said then they didn't have a mother send them to the room, obviously. You know, they, you know, that's what I'm talking about. It's not you and me, buddy. I know we got it on straight, but I'm talking about society here, what we're accepting and doing.
Okay. Anyway, I was the original idea was to I've been kind of looking into the what's been going on for mm-hmm. quite some time,
mm-hmm.
and you say people have generally been looking to sources of information and quote unquote authority to as kind of like guideposts in making decisions. And one of the places they've looked has been the educational system. I got going to college shoved into every orifice and cavity in my body when I was in high school. And I finally quit because I got sick of it. But anyway, it wasn't what I wanted to do anyway. But, I mean, the educational curricula has been slowly perverted ever since mm-hmm. Dewey and company took over the educational system way back when. And they've bit by bit in tiny increments instituted curricula and issues into the into the classroom, which would start kids start to turn against their parents.
Well, you're absolutely right. I'm going to cut you there because I'm going to run out of time. I've got some other callers holding. But that's exactly why it's so important who you elect on your school board, because they pick out that curriculum. And that is why that is so vitally important. And, yes, our schools, they've got an agenda, and the colleges are even worse yet. But who raised those professors? Who raised those teachers? Why are they following an agenda? Why do they have that frame of mind rather than ethics and responsibilities and doing the right thing? You know, teaching them you need to pass this test. And now we've got it in the state of California saying you don't have to pass to get a diploma. And it's just wrong. I mean, we're just going crazy with the chaos. I'm going to let you go, Skits. Thank you so much for your input. We have Carl from Kansas. Carl, how are you today?
Just fine, Beth Ann. It's my Thursday off from work, and I get to listen to your program today.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you back.
And I'm grateful for that. I've been listening a little bit to talk radio off and on here, but, you know, Obama's been... It's my constitutional duty to appoint a Supreme Court justice. Well, both sides of the aisle are bad about it.
Yes.
They want to use the Constitution when it benefits them.
Absolutely.
Not when it benefits you or I, the public.
You're right.
And, you know, yes, Obama has that responsibility to appoint somebody. But the Senate also has a responsibility to, one, uphold their office, to support the Constitution, and to say, okay, President, we don't particularly like this choice. We don't think he fits our muster. He needs to move down the road, and you need to appoint somebody else.
They have that right, and yep, that is their responsibility. So why are they bickering right now? And, of course, well, like I said, they're going to cave. This is all just a bunch of noise.
It's all dog and pony show. That's all it is.
You got it.
It's just like Pat Roberts was on the TV last night during the news. And he's the, quote, senior senator from Kansas who's just nothing but another rhino. And he mentioned one particular person that's in line to be a possible candidate. Well, the first words out of his mouth is, the man is a moderate. Well, that is the problem with this country. We have moderates. We don't have people that stand for principle. Mm. You know? Most of the American people believe, or the people in the freedom movement anyway, believe in principles. They have a backbone and, you know, a set of values. And we need to start unelecting people that don't hold our values, no matter whether they're the senior senator or representative from Kansas or the most junior officer. They need to be moved down the road and put somebody else in their place.
We're being told there are no absolutes. You know, just
yes,
because you, just because biology says you're a male doesn't mean you're a male.
Well,
we're told there's no absolutes. We're told there's no, you know, things are not black and white, but you and I know they are black and white.
When you mentioned that, there was a thing went through my mind as a recovering alcoholic.
Mm.
We have a thing we called a geographical cure. I'm going to move. Everything is going to be better. The only problem is I moved. I didn't change anything else. It's just like the transgenders. They have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But if I go become this, then it's going to be better. Well, the problem is you still went. You haven't learned how to live life on life's terms.
Right. And that's what the gentleman that wrote that article was saying as having lived it. And it didn't change his life. It didn't make things better. And he realized then that most of these people that have that issue, it's from something else that's happened in their life that's really messed their head up. And
or they've never learned to be accountable for their actions.
You got it. You got it. And the rock's the cradle.
Well,
I know you and I got smacked around by our mothers.
not necessarily the hand that rocks the cradle's problem. The hand can do the best it can.
Well, you're right. You're right.
But the responsibility still comes back to the individual.
That's true. That's true.
You know, my parents did a wonderful job. I still had issues, but I learned to deal with those issues, and through family and found support, was able to come out on the other side and become a much better person. And,
you said.
The hand that rocked my cradle did a good job, but it still had to allow me to make my mistakes to become who I am today.
But now you see the hand that rocks the cradle going up and arguing with teachers if they discipline. They get up. So they no longer discipline in the schools because there's no longer discipline in the home. They always think little Johnny can't do any wrong. So we're not, certain ones aren't raising their kids to be responsible. And I think that's, we see that breaking down. And I know you and I didn't grow up like that. And I know we can't always blame the moms. I know I always get blamed, but we can't always blame the moms or the dads. But we do need to do a better job of teaching responsibility and being responsible. Carl, I'm out of time. Thank you so much for calling. It's been a long time since I heard from you. You know, folks, it is important what happens at home. A family is important. And we are a family as the American people. I don't care what color you are. I don't care how tall, how short, how fat, how skinny you are, where you live, what state. We are family, and we have got to find those common denominators. We're not going to agree on everything, but we have to agree on something, and we need to bring America home.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David, by Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs, and you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021. 2021.